things I forgot to mention earlier was just some of the variations that he plays. I didn't notate them, but they're pretty straight ahead. They're the phrase where you slide up on the second and third string. On the third and fourth fret. And then there's the phrase where you just... You're coming down on the top two strings to the G phrase. So other than that, and then what he'll do sometimes, like I said earlier, he'll play the C chord, then the E flat. Sometimes he'll leave the E flat out. It's a great tune to vary on, and it's also, it lends itself, as all his playing does, to improvisation. And it's almost impossible to play it with the same rhythm each time. I wish I could say there were other Lonnie tunes I could play you that are similar to this, but unfortunately there are not. This is the only one in his repertoire. But what I'd like to do now is play you some other artists who certainly were influenced by this, and it's uncanny the resemblance in terms of the chord structures and the way they're playing the riffs. One is Gary Davis's, like I said earlier, Search My Heart Blues, the Riverside recordings in the 50s, and also Little Son Jackson, Gambler's Blues, and Little Hat Jones playing Bye Bye Baby Blues. They're all in the key of G, and the Davis tune, like I said, the structure and the riffs are similar. Little Son Jackson, the riff is almost identical, and in terms of just the overall feel of the key and the texture, Little Hat Jones piece is very beautiful. So I hope these give you some insight into the Lonnie tune, and even if they don't, they're just great music on their own.